This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Meg Stropla. How are you doing, Meg?
I'm doing fine.
All right, so where did you grow up, Meg?
I'm sorry, where did I grow up?
Yeah.
I grew up at 42nd and Ruckel.
42nd and Ruckel. So you're born and raised here in Indianapolis, and was St. Joan of Arc your first parish?
It's been my only parish. I grew up across the street from Joan of Arc.
Okay. And what did your parents do, and what were their names?
My father was Adolf Stropla, and he worked for the Internal Revenue Service. And my mother was Cornelia Welch Stropla. Actually, my mother grew up in St. Joan of Arc. My parents were married there, and she had a full-time job of raising five children.
Full-time job of five kids. And was she from a pretty big family herself?
Yes, she was one of 10.
One of 10. That's pretty substantial. So did they all go to St. Joan of Arc as well?
Yes, they did.
All right. So as you're growing up through the years, what are some of the kind of milestone moments or things that really stand out that you remember happening, you know, throughout the years of you going to church there?
Going into the church?
Yeah, some of the moments you just remember happening along the years.
Well, first of all, I think Joan of Arc is one of the most beautiful churches in the world. And everything was just very monumental growing up. Your first communion, your confirmations. In eighth grade, we had May crowning. I was pretty much an athlete and played kickball all the time. And I know we'd always go over to church before the games, and, well, I would anyway, and say a prayer. Of course, we'd win. And Monsignor Bosler, bless his heart, the sweetest man in the world, would be in there, and he'd just kind of say, you know, good luck, but kind of when you look back on it now, say, there are more important things in life than a kickball game. It was always a family atmosphere. I still have some of my best friends, the people that I started grade school with. It's, it just was a place. Actually, when we have class reunions, the people that have went to like maybe first or second grade there, and then moved on to St. Luke's or Immaculate Heart or something, and they always say, well, we want you, Joan of Arc. We're part of Joan of Arc. And they always want to come back to our reunions. I don't know, is that the line you want to take? Or
As you've kind of been able to experience the different programs and different groups and things, what were some of the activities that you got involved with within the parish itself?
When I was growing up?
Yeah, or even since then, just throughout your life, were there any groups that you were a part of? Or
not really. I have never been very active at Joan of Arc. Because I've always worked, and I have no children, so I really never got involved as an adult. I have worked the French market, but...
How would you describe the French market?
Lots of fun. Lots of fun, a lot of work.
Like, how many booths do you think there are?
Well, it depends. Are you talking food booths? Are you talking retail?
A little bit of both.
Boy. Food booths, what, maybe eight? Is that right? 8 to 10? The retail would go along the street out there. Boy, it's hard to say. Actually, before, in the very beginning of the French market, when Father Murphy was there, he started as a garden party. And the very first one, I believe it was, I actually had a booth there because I used to have an Irish and pork shop. And Father Tom Murphy and my father were very good friends. And I had a booth in the very, very beginning, and they've expanded so much since then. I don't know, what do they have, 20?
So what was there any particular food that was always kind of your favorite to go and sample yourself there?
I like their little, I forget what they're called in French, but they're the little pizzas.
The little pizzas? Is that a crepe?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. So if there was like one person that that you would like to give a little appreciation for that you think's always kind of helped out the church, who would that be for you?
Someone that has worked their rear end off and given and given and given is Molly Pritchard.
Molly Pritchard.
Yep.
Yeah, Molly's, I've heard that from multiple people. And as far as for yourself, is there any just one moment that was one of your favorite moments? Could be maybe at the holidays with the service, or what's one of your favorite moments that you just can recall with the church?
Well, Christmas always has been so beautiful. It's so magical at St. John of Arc.
Is there any aspect within the church itself? Like, what's one of your favorite parts of the architecture, or maybe one of the murals?
Oh my gosh, the whole thing. I can't really say one particular part. I love the marble pillars. Just, I don't know, to me it's a very peaceful, calming place to go.
That's great. Was there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just thankful for all of the wonderful people that I've met there over the years. And, I mean, I have wonderful memories. The place is beautiful. As a matter of fact, at my parents, was it their 25th wedding anniversary? My brother, one of my brothers at the time, was doing some work for K.P. Singh, who is a local artist. He might even be deceased. I hate to say that. But anyway, we commissioned him to do a drawing of St. John of Arc Church, which was the first one he did, and he was excited to do it. And I don't know if you're familiar with K.P. Singh or not, but in 1977, he did a compost of St. John of Arc, and the interesting thing, he did the front of the church, and he did the side of the church, and he did not know that the side of the church that he did was the view that we saw every day growing up.
Wow.
And we, at the time, could not afford to buy my parents the original, and the one I have is number 10 of 50. And I think the number one print we did get, and as it turned out, I think that's what we gave to my parents. And then we gave it to Joan of Arc.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time today, Meg. If you could just stay on the line for a second, I'm going to close this out.
Okay.